لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه وأعوذ به من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
ثم الصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما سيدي ومولاي بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Alhamdulillah, we can't thank Allah enough for this opportunity, for this blessing that He has bestowed upon us, granting us this opportunity to come for ziyarah, not only to all these places, but especially Najaf, coming to the ziyarah of Imam al-Muttaqin, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. Sometimes when we decide that we want to go for a trip of ziyarah, right, whether it's Najaf, Karbala, Mashhad, Medina, wherever it is, sometimes when we make this trip, we make it with this heavy heart. There's some lingering issue that we have. You know, sometimes it might be a sickness, sometimes it might be a financial issue, don't have a job. Sometimes it might be a loss of a close one, whatever it is. And on top of all that, sometimes it's that sort of idhrar, that distress for one to want to become better, right? So these are all sort of issues that at one point or another can make a person's heart a little heavier. And then when we come here, we see, we've heard that these noble personalities, these a'imma alayhim as-salam, are the solution for those problems, are the solution for that pain that we have, are the way through which we can relieve that pain. The Quran says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that it is only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the hearts can reach that level of itminan, can reach that level of contentment. The peak of that contentment that we're after, the peak of this, is what we see on the day of Ashura, when Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam says, رِضًا لِقَضَائِكَ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِكَ. Oh Allah, whatever it is that you have destined for me, whatever it might be, I'm okay with it. وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِكَ, and I submit to your orders. I submit to whatever you want from me. So that's that peak of that itminan that we are after. Right, Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, no matter how big our issues might be, no matter how large this distress might be, but compared to what Abu Abdullah faced on the day of Ashura, it's nothing. He saw Ali Akbar walk away from him. He went to the body of Ali Akbar, and the narration says, فَقَتَعُوهُ بِسُّيُوفِهِمْ إِرْبًا إِرْبًا. This Ali Akbar that Abu Abdullah was having trouble letting walk away, he goes and sees that these mal'uneen have cut him into pieces. He saw Qasim's body trampled by the horses. He had Asghar, little six-month-old Asghar, in his hands, in his arms, as the arrow pierces his neck. Even after that, Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Ruhi lahu al-fida says, Ridan liqada'ika wa tasliman li'amrik. Ridan liqada'ika. This is where we want to get to. And the Quran is telling me and you, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. It is only through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that each and every one of you who aspires to be a follower of Hussein, who aspires to be like Hussein, this is where the solution is. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Tatma'innu al-qulub. So it's talking about the dhikr, it's talking about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's talking about this awakening, in the state of awakening where I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just dhikr, let's not be naive. Dhikr is not just the tasbih that we do. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Where sometimes we might even be saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah as we're walking down the street. But as we're saying astaghfirullah, our eyes are still committing sins. Right, that's not what we're talking about, dhikr. Not just the verbal dhikr. Yes, that is the first step. But we want to reach a level higher than that, and higher than that, and higher than that, until we reach that level that every single instance of our life is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the opposite of that? Just to try to understand what could be my issue that I don't have that itminan. What could be the issue that I don't have that sort of contentment with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for me? Forget having to see an Akbar walk away. Forget having to see a Qasim being trampled. Forget having an Asghar being pierced with an arrow. Even the smallest of things, even the smallest of challenges in life. Or sometimes the challenges might not be small, but just one of those challenges that Abi Abdullah Hussein faced, just one of those challenges shakes our life, shakes our world, that itminan is not there. Right? So what could be the reason that that happens for me in my life? Before I go any further, I want to just share a little secret with you, brothers and sisters, right? I'm a very selfish person. And I've said this over and over again, but I'm a very selfish person. So anything that I'm saying might not apply to you, but because it applies to me, and I know it applies to me, I try to come up here and say the things that I know I need to be reminded of, that maybe with the hope that I will have the shame, that I would not be shameless enough to be able to sit over here, say things, and not act upon them myself. That they be a reminder for myself. The Quran says, لِمَا تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُ. Why do you say things that you do not do yourself? And then the verse continues, كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُ مَا تَفْعَلُ. And it's a very, 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 it's one of the worst things in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to say something that you do not do yourself. So I'm sorry for being selfish, but these are reminders for myself. First and foremost, if it can help anyone else, alhamdulillah. If not, I'm sorry. Inshallah, there is reward in just the dhikr of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Recite as well, please. Right, so what's the opposite of this itminan, of this continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Surah A'raf, chapter 7, verse 179. Surah A'raf, chapter 7, verse 179. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. And we've prepared a lot of these jinn and ins, meaning mankind, for Jahannam, for the hellfire. Allah, why? Why are you doing that? Why? He tells us why. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقُهُونَ بِهَا. We've given them the intellect, we've given them the minds, but they do not use those, they do not think with those. لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And we've given them eyes, but they do not really see with those eyes. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. We've given them a pair of ears. They hear things, they hear the verses of the Qur'an, but they do not listen. They do not listen to the word of the Qur'an. They do not listen to the words of the Ahlul Bayt. لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل. These are the people with these attributes that are like cattle. They're like animals. And then the Quran continues, بل هم أضل. أضل. Rather, they're even more misguided than the animals. أولئك هم الغافلون. These are the people who are the غافلين. Who are the ghafil, who are inattentive, who are negligent, who are not the people who are the misdaq of the verse of the Quran. Ala bidhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Their hearts do not have that level of contentment. They do not have that level of remembrance. They do not have that level of satisfaction. Any little thing, any little challenge in life shakes their entire world up. Right? So we're trying to reach that itminan. We're trying to reach that itminan. So just to be able to understand what it takes to reach that, we're trying to see what the opposite of that is. And this verse of the Quran says that it's the ghafla. It's this inattentiveness that we sometimes have in our lives. That is the reason for that lack of contentment, for that lack of itminan that we're looking for. There are a few lines of Ziyarah Jami' Kabira that I would like to share with you, brothers and sisters, inshallah, in light of what we discussed. Recite us, Salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So now we're looking for that dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that's the solution. We're looking for that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that's the solution. Imam al-Naqi, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, the 10th Imam in Ziyarah Jami' Kabira, says, "Man arada Allah bada'a bikum." Whoever wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starts from you. Talking to the Imam alayhi salam, talking to the holy Imams, that whoever wishes to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bada'a bikum, they start with you. Right? And we have been given that opportunity to not only from far away, but be here at the doorstep of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. That if we are of those people who've done the irada, who've made that intention of pursuing this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're in the right place. We're in the right place because whoever, man arada Allah, bada'a bikum, whoever wants you has started from you. Whoever wants Allah has started from you. So if we, any of us, have that intention of trying to improve our lives, of trying to instill that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, we're in the right places, brothers and sisters. We're in the right places. We've already, alhamdulillah, been to Kalamiya. We've already been to Samarra. So four of those doors to the remembrance of Allah, four of those doors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've already been to. Maybe we were able to take advantage of it. Maybe we weren't. Maybe we weren't. But it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we still have a few more left. We still have Najaf left. We still have Karbala left. We still have Karbala left. Not only Abi Abdullah, but Bab al-Hawa'ij, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. So if we're gonna make that intention, we have to act now. We have to act now. If we see that we have that sort of void in our lives, that itminan, that dhikr, that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there, then now is the time to start acting, inshallah. Ja'ala salatana alaykum wa ma khassana bihi min wilayatikum. Allah, this again, Ziyarah Jami' Kabira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our salawat on you that we recite. And the wilaya that we are under, your wilaya. What has he made this? Tiban li khalqina. Tiban li khalqina. Wa taharatan li anfusina. Wa tazkiyatan lana. Wa kafaratan li dhunubana. This wilaya that he has given, that they have over us, or that we have entered, This is a purification for our creation. It's the purity for our nafs, for our souls. It's a form of purification, tazkiyatan lana, and kafaratan lidhunubana. And this is also a way for us to be able to cleanse ourselves of our sins, this wilaya that they have over us. A different part of it. Akhidhun biqawlikum, amilun biamrikum. We already talked about this before, that we take your words. In the ziyarah we're saying, we take your words. Akhidhun biqawlikum, amilun biamrikum. Whatever it is that you tell us to do, we do. Right? These are big words, brothers and sisters. These are big claims that we're making when we stand at the door of Amirul Mu'mineen and we read the Ziyarah Jami'a Kabira. And we tell him, listen, Amirul Mu'mineen, whatever you say, we take your word seriously. أَخِذٌ بِقَوْلِكُمْ عَامِلٌ بِأَمْرِكُمْ. Whatever it is that you order us to do, we do that. We do that. Moving on to another part of it. وَوَفَّقَنِي لِطَاعَتَكُمْ لِطَاعَتِكُمْ وَرَزَقَنِي شَفَاعَتَكُمْ. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me successful in doing your ta'a, in following your orders. So now we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to be successful in following those orders. وَرَزَقَنِي شَفَاعَتَكُمْ. And may Allah give me, bless me with your shafa'ah on the day of judgment. وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ خِيَارِ مَوَالِيكُمْ. And may He make me of the best of your followers. May He make me the best of your mawlais. Right? We sometimes in our communities talk about this. Who is mawlai? Who's not mawlai? Right? Imam Hadi is defining it for me and you. Who is a true mawlai? It's not about how you dress. It's not about how you carry yourselves in a certain meaning. But he says, وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ خِيَارِ مُوَالِيكُمْ. Make me the best of your mawali. And then he defines them, التابعين لما دعوتم إليه. Who are the best of the mawalis? The ones who follow, التابعين لما دعوتم إليه. Whatever it is that the Aimah alayhi salam have invited us towards, these are the people who follow that path. That's a true mawlai. That's a true mawlai. A person who can follow the orders of the Aimah alayhimu salam. So just trying to understand, sometimes our understanding of what the hub of Ali ibn Abi Talib is, what a mawlai of Ali ibn Abi Talib is, sometimes how our understanding is, it's different from how the Aimah alayhimu salam have explained it. In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, alayhi salatu wasalam, man ahabbana falyamal bi'amalina. Whoever claims to love us, whoever claims to be our lovers, I'm sorry, we love Amir al-Mu'mineen is not enough. In his own words, فَلْيَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِنَا. Whoever claims to love Amir al-Mu'mineen better act according to the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Whoever wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to act according to the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. So now us being in the city of Amir al-Mu'mineen, understanding, step one, that we sometimes have these issues, this discomfort in our hearts, this lack of contentment, this lack of satisfaction, this lack of itminan, right? That's number one. We feel, innately feel that we have that. The Quran is saying, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. If you have that, let me tell you what the solution is. It's the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ziyarah Jami Kabira is saying, hey, if you want to work towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man arad Allah bada'a bikum. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start with the imams. The imam is saying, you want to be my follower? Sorry, just saying that you're a mawlai is not good enough. It's not good enough. Man ahabbana falyamal bi'amalina. If you want claim to love me, if you want to be my follower, if you want to be one of those people who reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you started with me, فَلْيَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِنَا. Then you better start acting to what, according to what we say. You better start acting according to what we say. What does Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam say? What does he expect from me and you? Nahj al-Balagha, Sermon 223, Risala Sawat Tist. Over here in this khutbah 223 of Nahj al-Balagha, Amir al-Mu'minin is doing somewhat of a tafsir of the verse of the Quran, Surah Infitar, chapter 82, verse 6. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Oh man, oh person, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What has deceived you? What has made you inattentive? What has made you negligent towards your Lord? Bi rabbika al-kareem. The merciful Lord who's given you these ears that you can even hear with right now. Who's given you these eyes that you can see with right now. Who's given you the money that you can pay to come here with right now. Who's given you the intellect, the sanity to be able to sit over here and understand what is being said. With all these mercies and endless mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What is it that made you so unthankful and so ungrateful and so inattentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose mercies you use every single moment of your life? Your existence in and of itself is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is pouring its heart out to me and you. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What has made you, O insan, O mankind, so negligent towards this Lord who has given everything that you can imagine to you? Ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, Ya ayyuhal insan. So this is now Amir al-Mu'mineen. That was the Quran, this is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Look at how close they are. Ya ayyuhal insan. مَا جَرَّأْكَ عَلَىٰ ذَنْبِكَ. Oh man, what has given you the audacity to commit the sins that you sin commit? مَا جَرَّأْكَ عَلَىٰ ذَنْبِكَ. What gave you the audacity to commit these sins? وَمَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ. And what has deceived you from your Rabb, from your Lord? وَمَا أَنْسَاكَ بِحَلَكَةِ نَفْسِكَ. And what has made you forget the destruction of your own self, of your own soul? Do you not remember? Have you not seen enough people before you who've destroyed themselves? Or if they've not destroyed themselves, at least they came to a point when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, guess what, brother, guess what, sister, your time's over. Your time's over. And at that point, there is nothing in the world that can give us an extension in this world, give us an extra time in this world. Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, مَا أَنْسَاكَ بِحَلَكَةِ نَفْسِكَ. What has made you forget yourselves and your own nafs? أَمَا مِنْ دَائِكَ بُلُولٌ. Is there no cure for your ailment, this disease that you have in your heart? Is there no cure for this? This ghafla that you're in, that you're drowned in? Ama min da'ika bulul, am laysa min nawmatika yaqdhatun. Is there no awakening from this deep slumber that you've fallen into? Amir al-Mu'mineen, the merciful Amir al-Mu'mineen. But when he needs to be strict, when he needs to be stern, when he needs to wake up people like me who've fallen so deep into their slumber that he needs to use these harsh words, what has happened to you? Is there no awakening from this deep slumber of yours? أَمَا تَرْحَمُ مِن نَفْسِكَ مَا تَرْحَمُ مِن غَيْرِكَ. I know you have mercy on others. I see you having mercy on others. Do you not have mercy on yourselves? Do you not have mercy on yourselves? فَلَرُبَّمَا تَرَى الضَّاحِي مِنْ حَرِّ الشَّمْسِ فَتُذِلُّهُ. You might see a poor person burning under the shining sun. And because you have mercy on them, you provide a shade for them. You provide them with a shade. أَوْ تَرَى الْمُبْتَلَى بِأَلَمٍ يُمِضُّ جَسَدَهُ فَتَبْكِي رَحْمَةً لَهُ. Or you see someone who is in such severe pain due to their illness. Such severe pain due to their illness. You see them. Amir al-Mu'mineen knows what me and you go through in our lives. You see this person, this brother of yours, this sister of yours. أَلَا تَرَى الْمُبْتَلَى بِأَلَمٍ. Do you not see this person who's in so much pain that they're trembling with pain? يُمِضُّ جَسَدُهُ فَتَبْكِي رَحْمَةً لَهُ. That you cry. You cry out of mercy for them because you see how much pain they're in. And then he says, فَمَا صَبَّرَكَ عَلَىٰ دَائِكَ. Then what, oh my dear person, oh my dear insan, has given you patience over your own ailment, over your own disease? How are you so patient for yourself, but you cry for others and their ailments? وَجَلَّدَكَ عَلَىٰ مَصَابِكَ وَعَزَّاكَ عَنِ الْبُكَاءَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ. What makes you not cry over your own selves? You see a person with a physical ailment and it makes you cry for them. But the ailment deep inside your own heart that you will carry over to your next life. What makes you so patient with that? Why do you not cry over that? وَعَزَّاكَ عَنِ الْبُكَاءِ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ. When the reality is, وَهِيَ أَعَزُّ الْأَنفُسِ عَلَيْكَ. The reality is that you do love yourself more than anyone else. That is the truth. That you do love yourself more than anyone else. Then why is it that you're crying for others and not for yourself? وَكَيْفَ لَا يُوقِذُكَ خَوْفُ بَيَاتِ نِقْمَةٍ وَقَدْ تَوَرَّتَ تَوَرَّتَ بِمَعَاسِيهِ مَدَارِجَ سَطَوَاتِهِ. And what? How is it the case that you're not up all night? That you're not up all night with what you know, with the ailment that you know might befall you or has already befallen you? How does that not keep you up all night, although you know the amount of sins that you carry as you're making this progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? See, Amir al-Mu'mineen, see how harsh his words are? See how harsh his words are? Because he's trying to wake people like me up from my deep slumber. So we know what he said. And we know he's the door to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know that the Quran says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. And my own itminan is more dear to me. My own contentment innately and my satisfaction in life and me being able to face these difficulties in life, I know that's more dear to me than anything else. And I know I want that. Sometimes I just don't know where to start. Sometimes I just don't know how to start. But lucky us that we have an Amir like Ali ibn Abi Talib. Lucky for us that we have an Imam like Ali ibn Abi Talib. That not only has he highlighted the issue that rests deep in our hearts, but he's told us the solutions for it as well. He's told us the solutions for it as well. He says, recite the salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Fatadawa min da'il fatrati fi qalbik bi'azimatin. So if you want to fix this issue in your heart, If you want to fix this issue in Amir al-Mu'mineen, if it was from me, you don't have to take it seriously. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, the same Amir al-Mu'mineen whose door we go to and we beg for guidance. And we beg for guidance. And we beg for guidance. He has already given us guidance. We expect him to be able to talk to us. Just because we came to Najaf, and I should be able to see, hear the reply of his salam. Or maybe he's going to come in my dream and tell me exactly what to do. If these are our expectations on the Day of Judgment, or the moment when we're dying, Amir al-Mu'mineen will come to me, and we might call out to him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I came to Najaf every single year for 10 years. 15 years I came to your door, I asked for guidance, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you didn't tell me what to do. Amir al-Mu'mineen will look me in my eyes and say, you shameless person, you had the Quran on your shelf, you never opened it. You had the Nahj al-Balagha on your shelf, you never opened it. Everything that you needed in terms of guidance was there. It was recorded. It was there in your reach. You are the one who did not want guidance. Don't tell me. It wasn't supposed to be like that. That just because you come to Najaf, you're going to one time or two times or three times or 50 times or 100 times that you're going to start hearing my voice or you're going to start seeing me in your dreams. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. You're supposed to do what I tell you to do. And I've told you that in Nahj al-Balagha. So he says over here that one of the things is the azimatin. That listen, if you want to pursue this path, step number one, a firm determination. Do you really want this? Or are you just playing around with Amir al-Mu'mineen? I see everyone begging for guidance. Well, maybe that's what I'm saying. Let me go do that as well. Are you serious about this? Are you determined about this? Just like how you are in other aspects of your life? You want to become successful? You're determined enough to get through 4 years of college? You're determined enough to go get the best job? You're determined enough to stay up the long hours? You're determined enough to put in extra hours at work? You're determined enough. Are you determined enough for this? Amir al-Mu'mineen says, step number one, if you really want this, if you're serious about this, let's see it. Bismillah. Determination. Step number one. وَمِنْ كَرَ الْغَفْلَةِ فِي نَاظِرِكَ بِيَخْذَةٍ. There needs to be awakening from this ghafla. There needs to be an awakening from this ghafla. Are you willing to wake yourself up from this ghafla, from this inattentiveness, from this deep slumber? Are you willing to do that? The hadith says, إِنَّا لَرَبِّكُمْ فِي أَيَّامِ دَهْرِكُمْ نَفَحَاتٍ. That indeed, do not ever doubt it, indeed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send towards you during your life nafahat. These cool breezes, these spiritual breezes that you will feel. And every single one of us has experienced those. It might be a Laylatul Qadr. It might be an Ashura, it might be a Karbala, it might be a Najaf, it might be a Kaldamiya, it might be a Samarra, it might be a death in the family, it might be a loss of a job. Just remember the last time, what made you cry and say, Ya Allah, from the bottom of your heart, right? That was the nafaha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, talking about. Inna li rabbikum fi ayyami dahrikum nafahat. Don't doubt it. There will definitely be nafahat in your life. There definitely will be these cool breezes, these wake-up calls in your lives. But are you ready to wake up? Are you ready to wake up? Right? Amir al-Mu'mineen says, this next thing is biyakhdatin, that awakening. You need to want that awakening yourself. You need to want that awakening. In another hadith, in another place in Nahj al-Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, فَاسْتَسْبِحُوا بِنُورِ يَقْذَةٍ. So seek this light with the light of yaqdha, of awakening. في I don't في أبصاركم في أسماعكم and في الأفئدة I believe talks about three things: seek light by this awakening, shed this light where he talks about three things: the أفئدة, the mind, the eyes, the أبصار, and the أسماع, the ears. Remember the verse of the Quran: لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها. They have minds that they do not think with. لهم أعين ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها. They have eyes but they do not really see with them. لهم ولهم أعين لا يسمعون بها. They have ears but they do not. Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, if you want to be able to use these three faculties in the way that they need to be used, فاستصبحوا بنور يقظة. When that wake-up call comes to you, do not ignore that wake-up call. Turn towards that wake-up call. Try to benefit from that wake-up call. So Amir al-Mu'min, recite the salawat. I'm okay. So the awakening. Now just a few, recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But just a few pointers. Again, first and foremost for myself. What is this yaqza that he's talking about, right? We already talked about this. This wake-up call. And we've all experienced that wake-up call at some point in our life. How can we maintain? How can we maintain this wake-up call? How can we maintain this attentiveness so we don't fall back into the state of ghafla? When Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْغَفْلَ. I'm okay. Thank you. أحسنت. Thank you.
اللهم
صل على محمد
وآل محمد.
ويل لمن غلبت عليه الغفلة. Woe be upon that person who ghafla has taken over their life. ويل لمن غلبت عليه الغفلة. فنسي الرحلة. And this ghafla has made them forget the journey that they were created for. They thought it was this job, and this husband, and this wife, and this car, and this house, and this son, and this daughter, and this. They thought this was the purpose. وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْغَفْلَ. Woe be upon who ghafla has taken upon their lives. فَنَسِيَ الرِّحْلَ. And this inattentiveness, this ghafla has made them forget the journey, to pursue the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَسْتَعِدْ فَنَسِيَ رِحْلَ وَلَمْ يَسْتَعِدْ. It made them forget this journey and they did not prepare for this journey. God forbid that we are of those people. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَمْ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. With the biggest of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this intellect that we've been bestowed with, even with this blessing, the Quran says that some of these, they're worse than cattle. Just this little cow, this little sheep, these little animals walking around the streets, don't know what they're doing, don't know what their purpose, can't distinguish right from wrong. Why does the Quran say that some might be even worse? Because at least we have the faculty to be able to distinguish right from wrong. We have Amir al-Mu'mineen who was given to us, who's told us what's right and wrong. Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam spilled his blood, shed his blood, got slaughtered in Karbala so we can understand, so we are able to distinguish right from wrong. After all those sacrifices, I'm still in a deep slumber. How will I look at Amir al-Mu'mineen? How will I look him in the eye and tell him, yes, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I am one of your Shia. How can I do that? How will I be able to do that? Right? So this awakening is a critical, critical step number one. Step number one. Just one last sentence and we'll move on, inshallah. Sometimes we get overwhelmed by how much we need to do. Where do I start? What do I do? Let's just pick one thing. I might be someone who can't control their eyes, commit sins with their eyes. I might be someone who can't control their tongue, commit sins with their tongue. I might be someone who gets easily distracted from my purpose. Whatever it is, just pick one thing. Just pick one thing. Let's understand that this one thing is step number two. Step number one, inshallah, we're already blessed with that yakhda, that awakening that Amir al-Mu'mineen is talking about. Inshallah. Step number two, pick step, take that step. Let's pick just one thing. Go to the door of Amir al-Mu'mineen, beg him, cry to him, promise him, tell him that yes, we've made mistakes, but this time I am determined. This time I understand it a tad bit better. Amir al-Mu'mineen, you help me. You help me try to achieve this. Just one thing. Just one thing. But what happens to people like me, unfortunately, forget till the next Arba'een that I might be blessed with the ziyarah. By tonight, by the time I'm down at dinner time, I've already forgotten what promise I wanted to make Amir al-Mu'mineen. I don't remember what the promises I made last time I was here. Promise Amir al-Mu'mineen so many things. Amir al-Mu'mineen, you do this for me, I'll do this for you. You do this for me, I'll do this for you. Don't even remember one of them. Am I someone who's determined? Am I someone who's serious about changing? No, I'm one of those people who, فَإِذَا أَخَذَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ, when their death comes, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ, at that point, I will wake up. I will wake up and I'll say, okay, just give me one more chance. This time I go to Najaf, I'll be determined. Allah will says, kalla, absolutely not. Bro, you got as many chances as I could give you. Kalla, absolutely not. Annas niyamun idha matu intabahu. People are asleep. Hadith. Annas niyamun. People are asleep. Idha matu intabahu. When they die, they wake up. When these curtains of this ghafla are taken away, that's when they wake up. That's not what's expected of the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen. The Aimar alayhimus salam are telling me, mutu qabla an tamutu, die. Kill yourselves, detach yourselves before death comes upon you. We are the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen is telling me, if death came to me and these curtains were removed, it would not increase my certainty even the slightest bit. This is who we're trying to follow. Are we at least a step towards him? Yes, maybe we'll never be able to be Amir al-Mu'mineen. Not maybe, we definitely won't be. But have we taken a step towards him? Have we taken a step towards him? It's no surprise that a person like this is able to face the difficulties that Amir al-Mu'mineen faced in his life. Someone asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, Yabna Rasulullah, O grandson of the Prophet, who is Asbar al-Sabireen? Who did you see to be the most patient of them all? Imam al-Sadiq says, Jaddi Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sallallahu alayka ya أمير المؤمنين صلى الله على يا أصبر الصابرين صلى الله عليك يا أول المظلوم. Our salam to you, I wonder why Imam al-Sadiq said Jaddi Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's the Asbar al-Sabireen. He's the most patient of all of them. It could be due to the pressure that he faced in Kufa. It could be due to the caliphate being usurped. But something tells me it had to do. Something tells me it had more to do with what happened. What happened in Medina? Ya Asbar al-Sabirin. In Kufa, in the holy month of Ramadan, Dam al-Un comes and attacks him during his salat. The narrations say the wound came all the way down his forehead, came all the way down to his eyebrows. The poison that the sword was dipped in had turned our Mawla's face yellow. It had turned his face yellow. It's narrated that when our Mawla was struck with the sword, he did not scream. But it's narrated that he fell on his face. Our Mawla, the master of Khandaq, the master of Khaybar, falling on his face. The oppression in Kufa. However, in Medina, not only was there a scream heard, but it's narrated when Hassanain came running to the Masjid al-Nabi, came running to the Masjid. Amir al-Mu'mineen asked them, oh, what happened? Oh, grandchildren of the Holy Prophet, why do you look so distressed? Oh, what happened? They said, Matat Ummuna Fatima. Oh, Father, our mother, Fatima, has passed away. The narration says, فَوَقَعَ عَلِيٌّ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ.
And he once again falls on his face. And he falls on his face in Medina. And he falls on his face. Fatima wanted him to give her the rose. Ali, after telling everyone not to cry, takes Fatima for the rose. It's narrated, this is where. It wasn't in Kufa when he was struck with the poisonous sword, but this is where our Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen, his voice is raised in a scream. Ali raises his voice. Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what made you scream over here when you were so brave in Kufa? Amir al-Mu'mineen, when I was giving the ghusl to Fatima, I could tell that the mar'us, not only did they burn her door, not only did they put her between the door and the wall, but they crushed her wrist. They crushed her wrist. It's narrated that in Kufa, when from Masjid Kufa, when Hassan and Hussein were bringing Amir al-Mu'mineen back to the house, because Amir al-Mu'mineen couldn't walk, at the doorstep he says, oh Hassan, put me down now. I can't let my Zainab see me like this. I can't let my Zainab see me like this. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you did not want to let your Zainab see you like this. You could not stand your little daughter seeing you in this day. But Amir al-Mu'mineen, in Karbala, there was also a little daughter. There was also a little daughter. Amir al-Mu'mineen, this little daughter had to see everything. This little daughter had to see her brothers trampled under the walls. This little daughter had to see her uncle being killed. This little daughter had to see her father's horse return alone. This little daughter, this little daughter had to see everything. ألا لعنة الله على قوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. مات محسن.